Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
We're being joined now by best-selling author and founder of Maxify, Professor Lawrence J. Kotlikoff, William Fairfield Warren Professor at Boston University, Professor of Economics at BU, Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, a Fellow of the Econometric Society, a Research Associate of the National Bureau of Economic Research, President of Economic Security Planning, a company specializing in financial planning software, and Director of Tax Analysis Center. Professor Kotlikoff received his PhD from Harvard in 1977 and BA in Economics from UPenn. We both are New Jersey born, right? You're born in New Jersey.
Yeah, Pensauken, New Jersey, right near Camden.
Yeah, it's where my accountant lives. So it's a small world. So Professor Kotlikoff,
hey, back with you, Josh.
So as an economist, how do you feel about the American economy for 2023? What's your outlook for the new year?
Well, I think we're probably not going to have a recession. I think we'll probably have continued low unemployment. We'll probably get 1% GDP growth. So it'll be positive. Recession requires at least two quarters of negative growth. And even then, if unemployment is low, which it was, you know, in the last year, in this current year, we did have the first two quarters had negative growth. But the group of economists at the National Bureau of Economic Research who decide whether or not we are in a recession or whether a recession occurred, they decided to overlook the fact that we had negative growth for the first two quarters of 2022, and they didn't declare that a recession because we've had positive growth in the third quarter. The markets think that we'll have 2.5% basically on average inflation between now and the next 5 years, and indeed going forward beyond that, the markets are predicting a 2.5% inflation rate. If you look at inflation index bond yields and compare them with non-inflation treasury bond yields, the index bond treasuries versus non-index treasuries, you see the implied inflation differential, and it's pretty low. So I think things are pretty good. I think we're going to have a soft landing. I think the people that are pushing, you know, if you look at some of the people that have been pushing Jerome Powell to raise rates even higher, I think they're after his job, to tell you the truth. I think they'd like to make such a recession occur that he gets fired or resigns under pressure and they take over. So, because other, you know, I'm referring in particular here to a former classmate of mine, Larry Summers, who was a former Treasury Secretary, has been very vocal pushing Powell to raise interest rates. Well, he has raised interest rates, but if you look at the differential between the federal funds rate, which he controls, the Fed controls, that's the short-term lending rate to banks and other financial institutions. That federal funds rate, if you compare that, that's almost the same as inflation right now. So going in terms of monthly inflation going forward, if you projected this year's inflation rate based on the November number, and you looked at the federal funds rate, and you predicted, you know, if that stayed where it is now that it's been raised a bit, you'd have a zero real rate, a zero real differential. Under Volcker, he raised the real federal funds rate, the difference between the nominal federal funds rate and the inflation rate, by 3 percentage points. So it went from something low to 3 percentage points. So we're talking about a Fed policy today that's really accommodating the inflation, not trying to kill it, at least so far. and because they think the that inflation is coming down on its own, that inflation is a result of supply side shocks that are being alleviated. You know, the price of wheat is lower than it was when Putin invaded Ukraine. The price of oil is lower than it was when Putin invaded Ukraine. So the world market supply, you know, capitalism is a great engine when it comes to responding to high prices of anything. Somebody figures out a way to start selling that thing and making money.
So you're positive. I remember, yeah. I don't want to say a year ago, you might have been more negative on the inflationary outlook and just the economy in general. What made you change? Is it the low unemployment and inflation kind of cooling?
Well, I think, I don't know what exactly I said. It's possible I said something different. But all along over the last year, I thought that you had three big supply side disruptions. You have the Ukrainian, the war, you have the ongoing war in Ukraine. You have COVID, and you had China shutting down periodically and opening up. And you also had the supply chain, disruptions, which was part of COVID. So three or four major factors here and then you had a reduction in the supply of labor. The ratio of employment to population, the employment population ratio, which the government reports, is down by about 2 percentage points compared to where it was if you go back before COVID. So there is a reduction in labor supply, and that's partly why we have a labor shortage. Not as many people are working. Part of this is the population's gotten older. We have, over the last 10 years, we now have about 22% of our population 65 and older. That number was more like 12, 13% if you go back a decade. So part of the reason we have a small ratio of employed people to population now is that every year our country is getting older. We're heading to about 27% of our population being 65 and older. Korea is heading to about 37%. So, demographics in lots of places are changing dramatically. That's a very interesting part of the global story. I do want to put a little plug in for the reason the employment population number is a good one to look at compared to the labor force participation rate is that that's counting people in the labor. It's asking, are you working or are you seeking work? Well, people can become disgruntled and tell a surveyor, I'm not working and I'm not looking, but in effect, they're ready to work if they're not looking because they don't think there's a job there, but they would work if they could find a job. When you have recessions, the labor force participation rate starts moving around, and then you have a hard time figuring out what the unemployment rate is because that's the share of people that are in the labor force, which is, a crazy kind of number, that are not working. Whereas the employment population ratio is a little more stable. And it's, just how many people do we have working as a share of the total. And the father of that number is yours truly, because when I was working at the Council of Economic Advisors, I said, let's put out this number. And nobody had ever computed this number, or at least the ratio. And we reported this in the economic report of the president. This was the first time I think the employment population ratio was ever reported. And I just remembered the other day that I was kind of the dad of that statistic.
Wow. I think it was. The father of, is it the PPP? What is it called again?
It's the employment population ratio.
And where can you find that?
Well, for example, if you go to the St. Louis Fed, there's a website called FRED, Federal Reserve Economic Data, FRED. And if you say FRED, type Google search for FRED employment dash population ratio, you'll come up with it.
I got you. And that is... We'll talk about that. So that is the employment to population ratio. And what does it suggest now?
Well, it's lower by a couple percentage points than it was, going back 5-10 years ago. So we have fewer people working. And why that is, that maybe they're disgruntled, but it may also be they're retired, they're older, because we have this much larger share of the population that's older. And that's, imagine you had the entire population, you had a small number of young people and everybody else was 90. Well, the employment population ratio would be very low. And that's kind of, part of what's going on here, the aging of society. So, we have lots of job openings, and it's not like you can't find a job very quickly out there. So it's really the people are too old to work, or they don't want to work. They don't want to work any longer. I think we have too many people retiring too early and taking their Social Security benefits far too early. There's a paper on my website that we just posted. It's a joint paper with a former grad student, Victor Yi, who now works for Open Door, and the head of the research department at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, David Altig. And the three of us wrote a paper. We looked at data from the Federal Reserve, ran it through my company's Maxify Planner software, which does personal financial planning for households. But anyway, we ran it through that tool, or a research version of that tool. And we looked at when people are taking their Social Security benefits and when they should to get the highest lifetime benefits. We found that the typical household, middle-aged household, when they hit retirement age, they take benefits far too early and they leave about $182,000 on the table. That's the median lifetime loss of benefits from not
optimizing. Wow. So we're going to talk more about that after we break with Professor Larry Kotlikoff of Kotlikoff.net. He is the creator of the Maxify software, which if he calls at 888-988-JOSH, we'll give you a tour of it. Also, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com and Maxify Planner, a very powerful tool that will show you not just how to have a savings plan, but also a spending plan. You can go to Kotlikoff.net. And folks, if you call us right now in the next 3 minutes, we'll give you his book, Money Magic. Free, when you schedule and keep your no obligation second opinion on your wealth. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tune in to the financial quarterback Josh Chelinski this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the financial quarterback and count on Josh Chelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Chelinski.org. That's Chelinski.org.
Well, the average couple loses, what do you say, 183,000?
82. The average household, it could be single or married household or even partnered household. The typical household is leaving $182,000 on the table by not optimizing their Social Security decisions, which are, you have to really understand all the benefits that are available to you, when's the best time to take them, what's the advantage of waiting to collect certain benefits. For example, the retirement benefit that you can get at 70 is 76% higher adjusted for inflation than it is at age 62. So here you give up, if you wait from 62 to 70, let's say you retire at 62 and you wait, you give up 8 years of low benefits. Then you get a much higher check, 76% higher for the rest of your life. And that could be from 70 to 100. You could live to 100. And you have to really value those benefits out into your very old ages, because they're really the most meaningful. That's when you need the money the most, when you're 90, 95. My mom died at past 98. That's when money is very, very important. So waiting, and also the money's inflation indexed. So in this world that we're living in now, where inflation has been very high and might continue to be very high, regardless of what the markets are saying or what I'm predicting or thinking is likely. I don't really make predictions. I just kind of suggest what seems most likely. But it could go up to, 7-8% again. It's really on a monthly basis, it could be much higher than it is now and stay there or even go higher. We had inflation up to around 11% in the 70s under, until Volcker tried to kill the economy and succeeded and cooled things off. But it had a very, very major cost. We had 10% unemployment. That's as much the unemployment rate was as high in that recession, 81, 82, as it was in the Great Recession, 2008, 2009. So you want to optimize your lifetime Social Security benefits. The easiest way to do this and the cheapest way is get my company software. It's called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. And it's $39. And you can figure out exactly what to do. There's some cases where I could tell you, Josh, if you had one of your clients and they told me their circumstance, I could tell you right off the bat what's optimal for them to do. But for most people, this calculation is far too complicated, because Social Security is incredibly complex. They only have like 13 benefits, but they have 2,728 rules in the handbook of Social Security about those 13 benefits. And then they have hundreds of thousands of rules about the 2,728 rules in their program operating manual system. So this is a system that bureaucrats, lawyers primarily, working for members of Congress, have made so complicated that no human can actually figure out what's best for them. But the software can come up with the answer in half a second, because it'll look at 20,000 different options. It'll look at every single option you might have, and it could be 20,000, it could be 100,000 options, depending on the nature of your household, or it could be 70 alternatives. But looking at those and valuing them correctly. And then the Maxify tool is a lifetime financial planning tool that also does the optimization for Social Security. So you wouldn't want to buy both. But if you want to do lifetime planning the way an economist would do it, you'd want to use our Maxify, MAXIFI.com tool, because that's also, I think it's $109, the basic tool. And that will give you a much more of a handle on what to do than your financial planner around the corner. Because those guys are out to make money off of you, sell you products. There are a lot that are trying to do a good job by their clients, but there are a lot of people that are there's like 300,000 or 400,000 financial planners. They're not all Josh Jelinski. The Josh Jelinskis of this world are very few and far between. So I would say get Josh's, either come and see Josh or run the software on your own. If you're into running software, it's very simple software to use. We have thousands of people that have been running it for years, and it's all up to date. It has all the taxes, all the different state income taxes and Medicare Part B premium provisions. So Social Security's, the taxation of Social Security benefits is not inflation indexed. The taxation of asset income is not inflation indexed in the tax system. And then you also have something else that people are not aware of. The Medicare Part B premium, almost everybody is going to be on Medicare Part B, and almost everybody, therefore, will be paying the Part B Medicare premium. And that's a very big number, it turns out. Well, the top bracket, it's a progressive tax system in effect. As you have higher and higher income, what's called modified adjusted gross income, back 2 years before you have to pay the premium. So if you're 65, they look at your modified adjusted gross income when you're 63. If you're 64, 66, they look at it when you're 64. They always look back 2 years. It's pretty unusual. Anyway, there's four brackets. So as you have higher modified adjusted gross income 2 years ago, if it's the higher and higher it gets, the more you get into, the more you have to pay because you get pushed into these higher brackets. Well, the top bracket of the Medicare Part B premium is not inflation indexed. This, I think, is called the IRMA provisions. And that puts that leads this this lady that I ran in this in the software to have to pay $50,000 more in lifetime Medicare Part B premiums. So, you know, I would never have thought in my wildest dreams, really, that the hit would be that big, 24% for somebody like this who's really still in the middle class, $1 million and $2,500 a year with a month in Social Security benefits is not somebody super rich, because, you know, we're talking about a zero real return, right?
Yeah.
So this is telling you that people are really getting hurt by inflation, even if it's not 10%. I also ran 6%. If it were 6% for 10 years, she'd probably lose about 10% of her lifetime spending capacity, just because of the extra taxes. Another thing I wanted to mention, and then I'll stop and take a breath here and let you talk. But one of the things that people think when they're thinking about the 8.7% COLA that they're going to get in January, they're thinking, great, I'm going to be made whole because this is adjusting for the fact that prices have gone up. And it is trying to adjust for the fact that there's been an increase in prices. But what nobody's been telling the elderly and what the politicians may not understand is because the COLA is coming with a lag, people are getting are losing in real terms because of the lag. In other words, we could have a COLA that you get every month for that month, for the preceding month's inflation. That's not the case. We have to wait not a year, but actually 15 months before we get an adjustment for the inflation that occurred 15 months ago. And we have to wait 14 months for an adjustment that occurred for the inflation that occurred 14 months ago. So because of this delay, we are behind the eight ball. So the typical Social Security beneficiary lost about 4% real over the last year in benefits in terms of real purchasing power because of the lag of the COLA. And nobody, I think, is recognizing this. I think I'm the only one in the country that's written about this. Everybody's writing about, oh, how big is the, it's 8.7%, it's a big deal. Well, imagine that we had, starting January 1st, everybody gets the 8.7% COLA, and then every month, prices go up by 1,000,000% every month, right? So the end of February, they're 1,000,000% higher. A month later, end of March, they're yet another 1,000,000% higher. And when would they get people get the COLA? They'd have to wait until January 1st, 2024. And during that whole year, their entire Social Security check would be wiped out. It would buy nothing. It would buy no hot dogs. It would buy no milk. It would buy no orange juice. No, nothing. Okay, that's the problem with the lag of adjustment of the COLA. And that's reduced people's real incomes by about 4%. So in many ways, we're quite lucky that we don't have a recession because we have things going on that are really hurting people. Real wages of workers over the last about 15 months have dropped by about 8%. They haven't kept up. I mean, you know, I'm not a worker, you know, a day worker, you know, I'm not a construction worker or anything like that, but I'm a faculty member. My salary hasn't kept up either. So I'm going to take about a 5% pay cut in real terms this year because I think the university at BU is giving the faculty and staff on average about a 3% raise. And inflation has been running around 8%. So the difference is 5%. So people are hurting. You also have, I mean, think about somebody on a pension in Detroit. So,
well, let's stop right there. We'll talk about the pensioners when we return with Professor Kotlikoff, arguably the U.S.'s greatest expert on all things Social Security. one of the top economists that we have on the show regularly, his MaxifyPlanner.com. You can go there, get his software to give you more peace of mind, more money, smarter decisions. Are you changing jobs? Are you moving homes, planning for retirement? See how big decisions will impact your standard of living. And what's nice about the software, what makes it worth the purchase, is there is no product bias. He's not trying to sell you any particular financial product. He's an economist. So that's why I believe it's one of the top financial softwares out there. So get it. Go to MaxifyPlanner.com or call us at 888-988-JOSH. And we will, you know, buy you a copy of it when you schedule and keep your no obligation review, 888-988-JOSH. Also, you can get any of his books on Amazon. Just go to kotlikoff.net. You can see his work. We'll be back after these messages.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Chilinski, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chilinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the financial quarterback and count on Josh Chilinski to call the play.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Chilinski of the Chilinski Advisory Group, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recession, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book.
I think the biggest thing that you're bringing up is the inflation erosion and how the average person is getting screwed. So I think that's a great point from the first half of the interview. People don't realize everything you do has like a ripple in the pond effect. And if you max out your 401k, unless you're planning on being a real estate mogul and use the write-offs like, you know, President Trump to show active losses against your income or charitably inclined, you know, most people, they don't have any write-offs when they get older. So they have no write-offs because many of you have paid off your house by the time you're 70. You have no child deductions. They've lowered itemized deductions down to like nothing. And so you could be one of the highest tax brackets of your life when you're older, which was against the whole premise behind a 401k or 403b. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, our software is called Maxify because it helps you maximize your lifetime spending by figuring out when you should take your Social Security, but also when you should start your withdrawals from your retirement account. So you don't bunch all your withdrawals in your 70s and 80s and 90s so that you're in push yourself into too high a tax bracket. It might be better to start your withdrawals at 59. And then what you're saying about Roths is very, very important, which is, and you can analyze this in our software, you can analyze converting from a regular IRA to a Roth IRA, paying taxes now, but on a lifetime basis, your spending may go up. Your lifetime taxes could go down. You have to pay more now, but less in the future. And on balance, your lifetime taxes could go down. And this is particularly the case now with inflation, because what I was saying earlier on in the earlier segment is that because inflation is really raising our effective marginal tax rate, we're being pushed into an effective higher bracket. That's another way of saying that when we're getting taxed on the inflation, basically being pushed into a higher Social Security tax brackets because of inflation, being taxed on our asset income, our nominal asset income, not our real asset income because of inflation, getting hit with this higher IRMA Medicare Part B premium because we get pushed into the top Medicare bracket, Medicare Part B bracket. That's really raising, in effect, our tax rates. And that's doing it worse. It's raising them more in the future than in the present So that is another added incentive to taking, to paying your taxes now in the present rather than doing it in the future when tax rates are, have been made higher because of inflation, not just because you bunched too much then, but you've also, because if we're experiencing inflation, you're going to be in this higher tax world because inflation has put you there. So I think that, that looking at Roth conversions very carefully with our software is extremely important for everybody. My wife and I are scheduled to do this tomorrow night because, you know, it just dawned on me when I ran that case for that lady that this, that somebody, you know, people need to have some way to get around this. And the Roth is one solution. Another thing you could, you know, potentially do to try and hedge inflation is if mortgage rates were low, which they're not, you could borrow on your house, get a bigger mortgage, like a 30-year mortgage, and use that to buy inflation index bonds. And then if inflation took off, your bonds, your investment would be protected, but you would be paying back the mortgage in watered down dollars, so you'd actually gain on inflation. So that's one way in which you could, in effect, protect yourself against, you actually make money when inflation goes up, and that would hedge your having to pay higher taxes. But that's, you know, questionable whether you want to do that now that mortgage rates have risen so rapidly. And by the way, one reason mortgage rates are higher is because they are provide people with inflation protection. If I take out a mortgage right now, even at a 7% rate, I'm paying back a fixed, if it's a 30-year mortgage, I'm paying back a fixed amount in dollars. And if there's, let's say, 10% inflation for 10 years, I'll be paying back nothing in real terms, right? It'll be just completely wiped out by the fact that a hot dog will cost, you know, $100 a hot dog. And so I'll be paying back, you know, in terms of hot dogs, essentially nothing. So this is, you know, we have to try and we have to worry about people. The Congress needs to index this, the entire fiscal system fully for inflation. And we need to then look at people like retired Detroit firemen who put their lives at stake. Then they got screwed by the bankruptcy of Detroit. I think they got 40 cents on the dollar. And then they got a pension in terms of their pension settlement. Rather than getting the full pension, they got 40 cents on the dollar, but it's not indexed for inflation. So this last year and a half, they probably lost 11-12% real in terms of their entire lifetime spending capacity. And that could continue. They could be eroded basically to nothing through time with respect to that pension that they worked their entire lives for. I think the government, before they, you know, start handing out more money willy-nilly without thinking about, you know, who exactly needs a PPP loan, who exactly needs COVID relief and who doesn't. I'm all for giving COVID relief when it occurred to the people that deserved it or needed it. But to give it to everybody and give the, you know, payroll protection plan, a lot of that money went to huge corporations that were in trouble and didn't deserve it. And then you had the mom and pop stores that many of whom had to wait far back in line to get dealt with by companies like the Bank of America, because I wrote about how people were being treated. The way anything that Uncle Sam gets involved in, if you're talking about PPP, if you're talking about reverse mortgages, if you're talking about Social Security, you want to not listen to what the government is telling you because they're lying. Uncle Sam basically is a big fat liar. Uncle Sam is basically misleading you at every financial turn of the road in terms of what the reality is. And you can't trust that Uncle Sam's word today will be the same as it will be tomorrow. With Social Security, you have, you know, I think we've talked about this on the show. You have the Inspector General of Social Security in 2019 did a study did an analysis that 13,000 widows have been defrauded by Social Security itself of $130 million because of the way they were misled with respect to collecting widows and retirement benefits. They should not have collected them simultaneously, which had they used our software, they would not have done, but they did not use our software. And somebody at Social Security signed them up for both benefits at once, and it cost them $130 million collectively. And 2019, the Inspector General comes out with this report. Social Security is supposed to fix it. According to the Inspector General, they tell Social Security to fix it. Nothing's been done. 13,000 people have lost $130 million.
Wow. Man, this is a real problem. School. So, folks, stay tuned. I will ask Professor Kotlikoff to give a grade to Jerome Powell. And does he believe the recession will be relatively short, or will there be none? I think it's none based on what you said before. And what is your advice to retirees as they prepare for 2023? This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. And if you like what you're hearing, you can go over to kotlikoff.net. That's Larry's website, kotlikoff.net. Or go to maxifyplanner.com. And even if you don't hire us, you will benefit. I have a fee-based fiduciary firm where we would be happy to help you with your own finances. Use the Maxify Planner software as it relates to you. But if you want to do it on your own, go to MaxifyPlanner.com. Or we'll throw it in for free if you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. And since I'm feeling extra generous today, we'll give you Larry's book, Money Magic. One of the best books in finances all year, won a lot of awards, and one of my favorite authors.
I know, Josh, if you know this, but it was just named the top book by the Personal Finance Journalist. They have an organization, and they ranked it the top book of 2022.
Well, it was well-deserved. So get it. Call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check.
We're live on Clubhouse, YouTube, WOR. Follow us on YouTube. Just search for The Financial Quarterback. Subscribe on iHeart, radio app, Spotify, and podcasts. So wherever you can hear us, share with your friends. So, Professor Kotlikoff, give Chairman Jerome Powell a grade.
I would say an A. I think he's basically done nothing, which is to accommodate the inflation, because he realizes, and I think the other people on the board of the Federal Reserve realize that the inflation has primarily been a supply side phenomenon, supply side shocks. We have inflation in Europe. It's running around 10%, European Union, 14%, the UK, even Japan's finally having some inflation. So this is not all due to, you know, COVID relief checks. Of course, they've had relief checks in their own regions as well. But anyway, I think Powell's, I'm concerned that Powell's going to get goaded into going beyond what's reasonable and put the economy into recession. And that could still happen. I mean, if inflation takes off next month, or this month when the report comes out, If it's higher than it was last month, he'll be induced to raise the federal funds rate. This will change people's psychology. The stock market will crash, and we'll start to see layoffs, and we will have a recession. How big it will be is a question mark. But right now, the expectation and the data suggests inflation is coming down. If you look at the data from June through now, monthly inflation rates have been coming down, and it looks like we're in for a smooth landing. So let's hope that that's the case. Now, what would I do if I'm the typical household listening to this conversation? I'd say it's really important for you not to screw up your lifetime Social Security benefit decision. A lot of people are taking their benefits as soon as they retire because they're being told by their inner self or by their brother or their spouse or by their kid, by somebody in Social Security, take the money because if you don't take it, you could die tomorrow and not get it. Well, that's just not logical, because if you die tomorrow, you're going to be transported immediately to heaven and you're not going to need any money. Okay. So you want to really be very careful and think about waiting to maximize your lifetime benefits, waiting until 70. Most people, about 90% of American workers, should be waiting until 70 to take the retirement benefit. Only about 10% are. So how do you see what you should do? Well, I would run Maxify.com, or if you can't swing $109, you can run Maximize My Social Security, which is just focused on Social Security, for $39. But the other tool will let you look at other ways to try and raise your living standard in this very tough
environment. You got to realize, folks, this is one of the only software that has what Medicare premiums will be, what state income tax will be, what Irma, your ugly aunt that comes in that you don't like. I mean, it is Roth conversions. There are so many variables that the normal Fidelity calculators, and we use Fidelity as a fine custodian for our clients, Fidelity and Schwab, but a free calculator is not going to do it. And I've looked at these software. Most software is built on what I would call, this might get a little heady, but maybe you can make it simple. I don't know if I may be botching it, but it's some combination of wealth equals rate times time times risk horizon or something like that. Most software is built on that. But they're not counting all of the other wealth eroding factors that economists look at. Inflation, planned obsolescence, technological change. Like you can't just do some calculator and tell them, oh, my risk tolerance is aggressive, and, you know, run it out. Of course, you'll look wealthier because it'll tilt you towards a wealthier risk profile. But that software will not show you selling, because you get freaked out. Ours will.
Right.
So, make sure you get that.
I would say, yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't want to use software on their own. So Josh is the perfect answer. There is really something, you know, well, obviously Josh and I are cross-selling here. We're a little bit, you know, to be honest, he's praising my software. I'm praising his service. But we know each other a long time. Sometimes there is actually a product that's not like the brand new knife set that you can find at the mall or the guys demonstrating the best knives in the world. Sometimes there's something that you can actually, you know, buy and it actually does do what it's supposed to do. And our software, when you run it, you can actually see the results and you can see, hey, everything checks out. You know, the program is supposed to try and come up with a smooth living standard, and then if you're cash flow constrained, it's going to have to lower your living standard for a while, and you'll see it'll be higher later. So it's dealing clearly with cash flow. You'll see your state income taxes, your Medicare Part B premiums all listed. You'll see that if you optimize your Social Security and the program, you can hit a button, the program will optimize for you. It'll robo-optimize your Social Security decisions and some of your retirement account decisions, whether to when to start your withdrawals on a smooth basis and may not be waiting till the RMDs kick in. So you'll see the lower taxes and the higher lifetime benefits, and you'll see that you get to spend more. And then if you're running the program, taking into account the fact that you're investing at risk, you'll get to see, hey, if I handle my portfolio this way, my living standard trajectories will be, you know, spread out like this, or they'll be less spread out. The downside and the upside might be lower if I invest more cautiously, or if I also spend less cautiously along the way, so that I don't, you know, count on a very high return and then turn out to be disappointed. And then we also have a mode, which is really cool, called upside investing, that you can run. This is the more expensive version of the software. It's 137. It's called Maxify Premium, where you get to set a living standard floor and then just have upside to your living standard, because what you do is you set the floor investing in inflation index bonds and then money in the stock market, which is the risky asset. You don't spend anything out of that until you've converted it, until you've withdrawn it from the stock market and made it safe, invested the money, the withdrawals in inflation index bonds. So you're only spending out of winnings that you know for sure and that you've made safe. So you've got this floor plus upside to it. And what's the interesting thing here that you see is that you don't need to put a whole lot in the stock market to have a very good upside to your living standard in retirement. You can put like 20%. I've run cases where you can put 20% of your assets if you're like 50 or 60 in that range. We'll say 50, so you have enough time to have some accumulation. And there's a pretty high probability that when you start withdrawing, let's say between maybe 70 and 85, gradually withdrawing, that your upside is going to be quite high, even if you put just 20% of your assets at age 50 into the stock market. And part of this, in the lingo of Wall Street, is that you're not subjecting yourself to sequence of return risk by taking money out right before the market goes up, because you're leaving it in to ride the wave. The stock market's like a casino with a fantastic average payout. It's 9.5% real if you leave the money in the casino. A typical Caesar's Palace, you put money in there, you're going to lose it on average. With the stock market, on average, you'll earn 9.5% a year, but there's a huge variability. So you want to be safe against that downside by not counting on it, not counting on the stock market to sustain you in old age. It's just going to be basically a windfall if you treat it that way. It's just like when I go to Vegas, and I've only gone there under duress because I had to go to a meeting. Usually you take a couple $100 or you have something in your mind. I'm not going to spend more than $200. If I lose $200, I'm done. That's the mental arithmetic. And then you don't spend any winnings. Let's say you take $200, you leave your wallet back in the hotel room, which is what I do. And then if I start making money on whatever I'm playing, and then I leave, I don't start ordering things in the middle of the roulette table when I'm ahead, and start ordering things on Amazon, because I know that I could lose it before I leave the casino. So I don't spend any winnings until I leave the casino. That's my strategy. That's exactly what upside investing is based on. You don't spend any money out of the stock market until you have left the stock market. And then you invest in inflation index bonds. And of course, you do have to worry about inflation being high, because those inflation index bonds are subject to the same tax treatment as any other asset, in the sense that the inflation protection that you're given from TIPS, from Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, is itself subject to taxation. So when you run Maxify, you want to run with very conservative assumptions, including high inflation, higher than you really expect it to be, because you want to bias everything on the conservative side, because that you want to be cautious. That's because you don't know how much risk there is out there that you're facing.
No, I love that. I've always told people for years, let's say you need the mythic 10 grand a month, you and your spouse retired. Make sure that 10 grand a month is on, one term I've heard is covered assets. You know, assets that are not tethered to the stock market. Cash, yeah. CDs.
So that would be, tips,
fixed annuities, inflation index bonds. Where do you get, if you have $1 million in inflation index bonds, what do you get? What do you get on that today?
You get about 1.24 basis points. So you get above inflation, you get 1.24%, which is pretty low. But if you go back a year ago, it was negative 0.14% for 30-year tips. So actually, tips are, you know, yielding a decent return. So it's not a bad time to be buying tips compared to like a year ago. And if you hold, if you buy the tips and you hold them to maturity.
Do you like a tips ETF or you like them direct from the government?
Well, you can buy them direct from Treasury Direct, but you can also buy, but that's somewhat cumbersome to kind of keep. And you might want to buy a ladder of tips, some tips that are going out 5 years, some 10-year tips, and, you know, to deal with your cash flow withdrawal from asset needs that you can see from Maxify what you're going to be, how you're going to be running down your assets. And all the results in Maxify are in today's dollar. So it's easy to think about how much money am I going to need to cash out my tips that year to cover my expenses.
So do you like the tips ETFs or funds or not really?
Well, I think I would prefer to see people do the try and run Maxify and then line up their holdings of tips, their ladder of tips to correspond to their needs for real income in the years we're talking about. An ETF is not terrible either. It's going to be, if you bought an ETF or a mutual fund of tips, you'd probably want to buy a long one that's holding longer dated tips because your horizon is not 7 years. You don't want to be buying a mutual fund of tips that's just got holding tips, you know, that have maturity of up to 7 years. You'd rather prefer to have tips that have a maturity of maybe 15 to 30 years in your portfolio. So I guess I'd prefer to do it myself, to tell you the truth, because then you know what you've got, but you got to keep the record straight and make sure that everybody in the family knows where this money is. You don't want to pass away and nobody knows how to access.
Well, you can do it through a brokerage account, you know.
Yeah,
there are a lot of
that.
That way, yes, it's all combined.
Absolutely. You don't need to do Treasury Direct, Fidelity's or Vanguard or any the T. Rowe Price or other, you know.
Yeah, we can help people if they need that. Yeah, just call us 888-988 Joshua. I want to thank you, Professor Kotlikoff, for another excellent interview. Folks, if you want his book, Money Magic, call us 888-988-JOSH or head over to kotlikoff.net. Money Magic, order it now. Best book of the year by personal finance writers. So congratulations on that award.
Thank you.
Or you can get the Maxify software. Go to Maxify, M-A-X-I-F-I, planner.com or call us 888-988-JOSH and we will help you schedule your own Maxify planning session. I want to thank you all for joining us.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the $1 million roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions. transactions and securities, or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation. Investment advisory services offered through Wealth Quarterback, LLC.